Okay. Coco, first match on clay since for the season and since Roland Garros last year. How did it feel out there, and what were you most pleased about getting that done in straight sets?
Yeah, I think just coming back after starting on a slow start, I thought I served pretty well at seven aces, which is good for me. So, yeah, a lot of things to be positive about, and then I think second set was pretty much perfect tennis.
Just one question about that slow start in the beginning. Was maybe related to those conditions that you said before it wasn't really super comfortable for you to play in?
Yeah, I think a little bit that, and I don't know. I think I started a little bit too passive. Two balls were landing too short in the court, so next match definitely going to go for a little bit more to begin the match. And, you know, if I lose, then that's fine. But I definitely think it's better to start the match a bit more confidently than I did today.
I guess speaking of the next match, you'll face Carolina again. Obviously, I know the head-to-head's in your favor, but I think this will be the first time on clay that you're meeting. I'm curious, just do you think that does that change your way you're approaching the way she's playing or just your preparations given it's now on clay, I guess?
Yeah, honestly, I haven't really talked to my team about the match yet. So I would imagine it's going to be a different matchup because of a different surface. And she made finals of Roland Garros, so she's a great, she's obviously a great player, but great clay court player too. Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to approach it yet tomorrow. I guess I have to, maybe I'll watch a little bit of her clay matches. Well, actually, I've only had two to watch from this year and see if it changes the way I play, or if not, I don't know. A lot of times when I play like these head-to-heads that I'm winning, I just treat each one like a new one because usually they're going to try something different if it's not working. So, yeah.
Coco, you're starting the clay season for the first time as one of the big favorites, right, after the Roland Garros last year. How do you see yourself this year on clay? And that's the first question. And the second question is, how do you put this tournament on the clay season, knowing that the surface is a bit different than the other ones?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's like the, I mean, obviously the first time defending champion, I feel like I've come into it with being a favorite, one of the favorites before, maybe not the favorite. And how I put this tournament, honestly, I don't know. For me, it's just trying to find my groove here. I don't do well here. I'm trying to break that curse. I broke it in Miami, so I'm hoping to break it here, but I don't also put a lot of expectations on this tournament because it is a clay that I don't think suits my game. I think it suits bigger, maybe flatter hitters because of the indoors. So, yeah, but I definitely I think I'm happy just to get through today.
Okay, next question.
Yeah, I answered both of them. Okay, cool. I thought we were done. Sorry. Not that short.
As you mentioned at the beginning, the number of aces that you hit today, I just wonder how do you feel at this point with your serve, and if you change it a little bit from the past that was giving you some issues sometimes?
Yeah, I made some changes, and I think it's better. I mean, I served pretty well today, I thought. Obviously had some moments where there were doubles, but I mean, it could have been, I had five, really could have been three. I should have got out that 4-0 game a bit quicker. But, yeah, I mean, I'm happy with how I served today. I think it earned me a lot of free points, and especially my kick.
It's more of a random question, but I'm sure you've noticed when you're kind of walking on court how there's the big like kind of presentation compared to like other you know tournaments. I'm curious, do you feel like the vibrations? Because I feel like from up here I can feel like the court kind of like shaking just with the
Well, because we're out in the back waiting, I don't feel anything. I'm not going to lie, it's kind of long. Like, they have us back there, and we're just, like, sitting there, and they're doing the whole show. So maybe they can, like, tell us to come when it's time to, like, when they start it. Because it's, like, three, four minutes long, and we're just, like, sitting there, and we don't get to see anything but on a little TV of it. But I think it's really cool. I think that's the beauty of indoor tournaments, that you can do the cool kind of light shows and things like that. Obviously, that's why I like playing at night, too, because you get to have that experience.
Okay.
Thank you.